HarperCollins and Harper Audio present The Owl Was a Baker's Daughter, The Continuing Adventures of Judith Shakespeare by Grace Tiffany, performed by Mary Jane Wells. Please note, this work is narrated in original pronunciation, that is, early modern English, as a nod to the phonological system of Shakespeare's time. To Julia, who kept the faith, and to Angela, forever. They say the owl was a baker's daughter. Lord, we know what we are, but know not what we may be. Ophelia, Hamlet, by William Shakespeare. 1. All the men of my family died. First my brother, then my grandfather, then Uncle Edmund in London, then Ned's brothers Gilbert and Richard at home. My father followed them into the grave. Not a year after that, we lost my baby, the son he'd asked me to name for him. That trick brought the babe no luck. He made his exit between evening and morn, his small body gone first hot as a baking stone, and then all cold in the cradle. I remember crying his cry when he touched his cheek in the dawn. We went on, of course. I gave birth to two more boys, and they lived to be men, but barely. Plague took them both within weeks of each other. Tom was 19, and Rich was 21. Now, if God wants any more Shakespeares, he'll have to start on the women. Rich's and Tom's deaths fell on us 7 years ago. Since then, the world's turned upside down. I tell Quiney to shake off his mourning. Since had either of our lads survived the pest, they'd like us not have perished 3 years later in the fighting at Edge Hill.
Which army?
Quiney says with a ghost of a smile. His question launches a discussion, which turns to a spat, wherein I call him an idol worshipper, and he terms me a treasonous windbag. Then I stalk off to weed my herb garden, or to gather herbs and berries in the woods, as I've done in all weathers for 35 years. Quiney is 57, and I am 60. I began calling my husband Quiney when Tom was born, and stole his father's name. Now that young Tom's gone, Quiney could have his name back, but he doesn't want it. I know why. It's that nothing can be what it was anymore in this topsy-turvy world. Life in Stratford has become a grim motley. Families who've dwelt side by side for generations no longer speak. Brothers have spilt each other's blood, and former friends stormed one another's manors. A third of the folk still rally behind the king, who chose early in the war to barricade himself in Oxford, not a day's ride from the Avon. The other two-thirds are readying themselves to seize our sovereign Charles and bring him to book like a regular man. It's a scene from one of my father's old history plays, but the players have now stepped off the stage and are arguing back and forth in Parliament House. I still wake every morning thinking life is a mad dream. It's real enough, though. Quiney's a royalist, like my sister, Susanna. I have always enjoyed saying the opposite of whatever Susanna says, nor am I bound to think and speak as my husband does. And I can be a windbag, it's true, but I'm not a traitor, for all my man's saying. I take no sides in this war. The fighting entirely disgusts me. The bloodshed would have horrified my late brother-in-law, John Arl. May flights of angels waft his soul to heaven, if there is after all such a place. It was Dr. Arl who trained me in his Paracelsian healing arts, some of which work and some of which don't, but all of which are well meant. I think the doctor's kindness taught me more than his leechcraft.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?